This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The advice from President Trump is simple.
If you're pregnant, don't take Tylenol.
He was joined by Health Secretary Kennedy and the FDA chair, claiming acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, can increase the risk of autism in children. Medical experts insist it is not backed by reliable data. Dr. Stephen Fleischman, president of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, finds the claim unsettling.
I worry a lot about patients who are sitting at home and maybe early in pregnancy, very early on, have fevers and decide, I don't want to take Tylenol, without realizing that the fever itself is a problem.
Tylenol's parent company, Kenvue, bracing for lawsuits. Almost a week after he was suspended for comments about Charlie Kirk's assassination, Jimmy Kimmel will return to his late-night talk show tonight. Syracuse University pop culture expert Robert Thompson.
There were probably a number of elements. Number one, folks at ABC and Disney were getting a lot of pressure from everybody, from unions to celebrities and these big petitions.
One of ABC's largest station owners, Sinclair, says it'll continue to preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live amid ongoing discussions with the network. President Trump is in New York, where he'll address the UN General Assembly this morning and hold bilateral talks with leaders, including Arab and Muslim. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The president's expected to lay out the successes of his first 8 months, along with his vision for the world. The meetings could be contentious, with strong statements anticipated over the war in Gaza and Palestinian statehood being one of the top topics.
The president's also scheduled to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. More disruptions today at airports overseas.
Denmark and Norway were forced to close their main airports for 4 hours overnight after multiple drone sightings. Danish police saying the drones were likely flown by a, quote, capable actor. Neither confirming nor denying that those actors might be Russian. This is disruption at London, Berlin, and Brussels airports continues for a fourth full day following a cyber attack on check-in software. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Skateboarding fans, this one's for you.
Hawk has stepped up the difficulty factor from start to now.
Birdman Tony Hawk putting his legendary collection up for sale.
I have one of the very first pro models I ever rode. It's not the highest valued item, but I think that one is probably holds a special place.
Also going up for auction at Julian's today, the actual skateboard he used for his groundbreaking 900-degree spin. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A tree on fire spread to a Sturtevant apartment complex late last night, with people evacuated. South Shore fire crews and Sturtevant police were the first on the scene of the incident just off Highway 20 near West Lawn Park at around 11:30 last night. Initial reports were that a tree was on fire, which spread to a building. There's no word at this point of any injuries. We're working on learning more. A Racine County crash yesterday left power lines across Highway 11 and sent one man to the hospital. Kansasville Fire and Rescue say a flatbed truck went off the road, hit a culvert, and rolled into a utility pole, knocking it down before coming to a rest in a yard. The truck was wrapped up in power lines. The driver was wearing a seatbelt and managed to get himself out of the wreck. He was taken to the hospital with injuries not life-threatening. Traffic along Highway 11 was shut down for several hours during the cleanup yesterday. Fewer kids showed up in Kenosha Public Schools this fall. Officials say it's part of a trend that's been building for years. The state-mandated third Friday count puts KUSD enrollment at 17,799, a drop of just over 700 students from last year. The district says it expected fewer students, pointing to declining birth rates since the late 2000s and growing competition from charter, voucher, and private schools. The 10th grade alone dropped by more than 130 students, tied to fewer birth rates during the recession. The state will now use those enrollment numbers to decide how much funding KUSD gets from state and local sources. Racine Unified numbers aren't yet available. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The Brewers lose on the Late Show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things. And I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye, we won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy skies today. Some lingering instability could lead to a stray shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. High temperatures right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 60. Currently, it's 62.
This was a great chart in USA Today. They asked people, what do you spend your most time on the cell phone? And people answered, you can answer multiple things. But the number one answer, 26% of the time, texting is the number one use of the phone. Number two, posting to social media. Number three, taking pictures. Number four, watching videos. And number five was making calls. The phone is now fifth in the use of a phone. It's not a phone anymore. It's a texting machine we happen to make calls on. And we don't want to make calls because number six is blocking spam calls. People aren't honest, the survey takers, so I relabel. I think 3% of the time on your phone is actually spent searching for a plug to recharge your phone. 5% of the time is trying to remember passwords. I'm constantly asking my wife, honey, what was the cat's name? And by the way, don't use your cat as your password, don't. Somebody hacked our system, we had to rename our cat. Our cat's name is now CK97#Anderson. And the number one use of the phone, I believe, is correcting autocorrects. Perfect example, okay? My wife sent this to me on my birthday. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dead husband. Happy birthday to you. And my wife's very funny. I texted her back. I said, I assume you meant dear. And she said, did I? Did I?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. Sugar and spice and all things nice. Kisses sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice.
Yeah. The Searchers, Sugar and Spice, all things nice. It's 6:11, local news, time to sit to WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Good morning on your Tuesday. A lot going on here today. We got Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, coming up. We're talking about Halloween at the zoo. That's coming up a little after 7 o'clock. Also, a little after 7 o'clock, it's day two of our multi-state text-to-win contest. We'll have that keyword for you. I suggest if you haven't done so already, because a lot of people have done it already, download the Civic Media app. It takes seconds. It's free. Just go to WRJN.com or your app store, wherever you want to go, and get the app. Download it, and then you'll look for WRJN on the list of radio stations. It's getting bigger and bigger, isn't it? And click on WRJN, and there'll be a text thing at the bottom. And I'll give you the keyword after 7 o'clock. I don't know what it is yet. They didn't tell me. They have to have a special courier come here a little after 7 o'clock and tell me what the keyword is. I will tell you, and you will have a chance to win our daily prize, gold jewelry and $200. Not or $200, and $200. And then you'll be in the running for the green and gold prize. We've got Green Bay against Minnesota. You'll have a chance to win club-level seats. Whoa. So that's all coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning right here at WRJN. Looking for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. When I say slight, it's 20%. Yesterday was 20% and we had showers, so I guess it happens sometimes. Highs near 72, cloudy tonight. Chance of more showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Right now, cloudy, 63 degrees right here at Radio Park. God only knows. We've got the Beach Boys, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Know 6:15 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, if you drive a lot, you're well aware that the roads in a lot of places are really bad. But where are they the worst? A website put out a list of the states with the best and worst road conditions. According to data from the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the state with the best roads, Indiana. Kansas second, followed by South Dakota and Wyoming. If you're planning a road trip, well, the state with the worst roads, Rhode Island. Now, Rhode Island's really small. How many roads can there be to really take care of in Rhode Island? I'll tell you where there's a real bad stretch of road on Spring Street. Just when you get to, like, the Pick and Save area there on Spring Street, you know, where 31 is. Whoa, is that road bad. We avoid it now because the car says bump through that road. I hope they fix it soon. 6:16 local news. Time this hits WRJN. CCR down on the corner. Looking for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today. That's 20% with a high near 72. Cloudy lows 62 tonight. Chance of more showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. A slight chance. High 68. Right now, we've got a cloudy sky for you. 63 degrees at Radio Park. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out.
On the corner, 6:18, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, you love Halloween and scary movies? You can get paid $666, that's right, 666, to watch, rank, and review 5 scary movies. Now, you have to choose 5 horror movies from their list of 13 of the scariest movies. I just picked out a couple of them here. A Nightmare on Elm Street, the Freddy Krueger movie, The Evil Dead with Bruce Campbell, that's a good one. The Exorcist, to this day, it still frightens me to watch it, and I've seen it a million times. Get Out. That is a good movie. My wife and I watch it all the time when it's on. And, of course, the original, Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis. Applications are open until October 7th. Just go to cabletv.com to win your $666 for watching 5 scary movies.
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffers on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
And we have a flash sale going on right now till 9 o'clock. Nothing hits the spot like solid comfort food from Aramillo's Home Cooking. Dig into sizzling tacos, savory Spanish rice, and all the staples that make this Racine hidden gem the go-to for authentic Hispanic cuisine. Aramillo's Home Cooking. Just go to WRJN.com. It's a flash sale. Click on it right now, and you can get $20 worth of gift certificates for $10. And yes, we checked out the math. That's half price. That's our flash sale only till 9 o'clock this morning right here at WRJN and Big Deals.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle has repeated as champ at the box office from last weekend. The film held off newcomer Him, the Jordan Peele-produced thriller that stars Marlon Wayans and Tariq Withers. Him opened with just over $13 million, about $4 million behind repeat champ Demon Slayer, which pulled in $17.5 million in its second week. The Conjuring Last Rites opened at number 3 with just under $13 million in its third week, bringing its total to $151 million. Rounding out the top 5 were Downton Abbey and The Long Walk, which both pulled in $6.3 million. Two newcomers failed to crack the top 10, and one had major star power in Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell. A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey couldn't overcome bad reviews and was a box office bomb with $3.5 million at the gate. The Senior, starring Michael Chiklis, had great reviews but only managed $2.5 million at the box office. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Autumn has settled in the Union Grove, and the season just tastes better at Just Brew It. Step into a warm, fall-themed lounge where every sip feels like home and the air is filled with scents of the season. Caramel apple, pumpkin spice. Just Brew It has all the flavors that make chilly days warm and satisfying. Stay a while, catch up with a friend, or grab your go-to beverage. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Open 6 to 4 on weekdays and 7 to 2 on weekends.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com. WRJN.
I don't know.
Alice's big comeback in 1972, Burning Love. It's 626, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs near 72. Right now, cloudy, 63 degrees here at Radio Park. And don't forget, our multi-state text to win contest comes up again this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. It's your chance to go for the green and gold, win daily cash and jewelry prizes, and go for that grand prize of club seats when Green Bay plays Minnesota. Now, you have to download the Civic Media app to play. Download that at WRJN.com or wherever you get your apps. It's free, takes just a couple of seconds. And then what you do is listen for the keywords at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, and 7 p.m. What you'll do is when you get download the app, it's the Civic Media app. You'll see a list of all the Civic Media stations. Just click on WRJN, and you'll see a text spot at the bottom. I'm going to give you a keyword a little after 7 o'clock this morning and throughout the hour. Type that in, send it to us, and you're in the running for the jewelry and $200 cash prize today, and then for the Green Bay and Minnesota tickets. All right? It's all brought to you by Royal Construction, building dreams together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore the peace of mind. It's our multi-state text to win contest this morning, a little after 7 o'clock here at WRJN. All right, feel-good story time. A 27-year-old woman in California named Diana Morales was driving for Uber when she made a lasting connection with a 92-year-old rider after he had ordered a ride to church one day last year. They exchanged numbers, and now she's basically their personal driver when he needs a ride to run for weekly errands. He even goes golfing with the family a couple of times a month. He's 92. Initially, he started paying for her directly, but now she doesn't even charge him anymore, doesn't want his money. Isn't that great? That's a feel-good story. I love those stories in the morning, don't you? That song's got an interesting past. It was written in 1934 by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart for a movie called Manhattan Melodrama. Now, it was cut from the movie, but Manhattan Melodrama, that starred Clark Gable. That was the movie that John Dillinger saw with the lady in red. And when he came out of the Biograph Theater after seeing Manhattan Melodrama, well, let's just say it was all over for John Dillinger. 6:30 on the knock, and let's check our morning news, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Like most other districts, Kenosha is seeing a lot fewer students. Kenosha Unified reports 17,799 students this year, down from more than 18,005 last year. That's a drop of over 700 students. The district released their third Friday count yesterday. Racine Unified hasn't done that yet. Kenosha Unified officials say the decline comes from both lower birth rates and more families choosing options outside the district. State funding for KUSD will now be calculated using the new numbers. He was already headed to a trial for gun and drug offenses in Racine. Now more charges are stacking up. 32-year-old Alfonso Wells of Racine was arrested during a traffic stop last Tuesday in Sturtevant. Officers say they found drugs, drug paraphernalia, and a loaded gun on him. Wells had been out of lockup on a $1,000 bond since March, tied to 10 earlier felony charges from last year. That includes felony possession of a weapon. This time, he's again charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm, carrying a concealed weapon, possession of narcotics, and other charges. He's being held in the Racine County Jail awaiting a court date. And Highway 11 was shut down in Racine County yesterday after a flatbed truck rolled over and snapped a power pole. Emergency crews say the truck launched off a culvert, slammed into a pole, and ended up being tangled up in power lines. The driver got out on his own and was taken to the hospital with injuries that aren't believed to be life-threatening. It happened about a mile west of 45 on Durand. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Recently, a bill has been introduced into Congress looking to add more transparency in the fertilizer market and lower the prices for farmers. I'm Ben Jarbo at the Midwest Farm Report, and here to give more insight for why there's a need for this bill is Shane Goplin, a farmer with HV Acres LLC and member of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association.
In transparency in the fertilizer market, we really don't know trends. From a farmer's perspective, on my end, we see that, it seems like if the grain prices go up, well, the fertilizer prices go up. Why? We don't know. It's just, kind of what we've gotten used to. But now we're, next year we're seeing fertilizer costs going up even more without the, the price of grain.
Shane Goplin says that they just want the answers as to why these things are happening. Why is fertilizer continuing to go up when the crop prices continue to go down? For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. The Dairy Checkoff has introduced Smart Swaps. This is a dairy-focused initiative designed to help schools meet evolving nutrition standards and student expectations while using dairy. The goal is to find something that both students like and is good for them. In other news, Foremost Farms USA, a leading dairy cooperative and manufacturer in the Midwest, has announced that they have reached an agreement to sell their food service cheese business, including the 1950-127 brand. And to go along with that, all the related manufacturing equipment will be given to Wisconsin Dairy Distributing. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
WRJN Weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy skies today. Some lingering instability could lead to a stray shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. High temperatures right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 60. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
I have an air conditioner in the window in my house. Last summer, I turned it around the other way. I turned it off full blast and it got cold out. I watched the weather that night. They said it was supposed to be warm. I don't understand. Been doing a little work around my house. I put hardwood floors over wall-to-wall carpeting. I put fake brick wallpaper over a real brick wall. People come over and say, go ahead, touch it. It feels real. On the walls of my house, I have paintings of the rooms above them. So I never have to go upstairs. I bought a cordless extension cord.
Leslie Gore with the Look of Love, 639, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget, coming up a little after 7, I'm going to give you that keyword in our multi-state text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app. It's free. Just go to your app store, WRJN.com. Just download the app. It's free. It takes just a second or two to download. And then you'll see the list of Civic Media radio stations, which is getting bigger, by the way. Look for WRJN, and when you find it, click on it, and you'll see a blank space at the bottom for you to text a word that I will give you a little after 7 o'clock, our keyword. And today's prize, every day we're giving away $200 cash and gold jewelry. Also, you'll be in the running for those club-level seats to see Green Bay take on Minnesota. I think the game's just before Thanksgiving in November. You'll be in the running for those tickets as well. It's our multi-state text to win contest a little after 7 o'clock and every even hour throughout the day through 7 o'clock tonight. So get ready to win. Play the game. It's kind of fun, too. I'll give you that text word, a keyword, coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Well, if you live in Connecticut and you want to marry your first cousin, you have about a week to do it before it becomes illegal. Now, I don't think we have too many listeners in Connecticut, but if you know someone there, pass it on. 640 local news, timeless hits, a cloudy morning. Look at that orange sky over Lake Michigan this morning. It looks beautiful. Right now, here's Glenn Campbell.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for a singing in the wire. I can hear you through the wire.
a tall lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Campbell, Wichita lineman. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Look for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs near 72. Cloudy, low 62. Tonight, chance of more showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Again, a slight chance with a high near 68. Right now, it's cloudy with a beautiful orange sky over Lake Michigan this morning. Whoa, 63 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. And don't forget, we are in the middle of our WRJN Big Deals flash sale until 9 o'clock. Nothing beats the spotlight. Comfort food from Jaramillo's Home Cooking. Sizzling tacos, savory Spanish rice, and all the staples to make this Racine hidden gem the go-to for authentic Hispanic cuisine. We have a $20 certificate for $10 at WRJN.com. Big deals. This flash sale only runs till 9 o'clock this morning. Then it's over. So do it now, all right? Hey, engineers are investigating if plane crashes could become survivable if airbags were added to the aircraft. And we're not talking in the back of the seats. They want them on the outside of the plane. For now, it's just an idea and simulations and models, but interesting thought. Wouldn't it be great if that works, huh? 644 local news, timeless hits. Only here at WRJN. Right now, I've got the Monkees with the last train to Clarksville.
Take the last train to Clarksville. Reservation, don't be slow. Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I feel alone. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Oh.
take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Us and the Monkees, Last Train to Clarksville, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:47 Tuesday morning, coming up a little after 7 o'clock. Beth Hydorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, is here. We're talking Halloween at the zoo. That could be a spooky place during Halloween. It could be a fun place, too. We'll talk to Beth about that coming up a little after 7 o'clock. And don't forget, it's our multi-state text to win contest. I'll have the keyword for you a little after 7 o'clock as well this morning. What was I going to talk about here? I had something. Oh, yeah. This is a great reason to become president. If you want to run for the presidency in 2028, this could be a good reason. There's a bowling alley in the White House basement. It was added by Richard Nixon in 1969. Free bowling. I'm running. The morning show at WRJN brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Back to school season brings full calendars, long lists, and big decisions. It's a lot to juggle. At Marine Credit Union, they're here to help chart your course one step at a time. From saving for college, budgeting for school supplies, to planning your family's next big step, Marine Credit Union walks with you on that journey because their passion is serving families like yours and strengthening the community we all call home. Marine Credit Union, ready to chart your course forward. Visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
strong, cool woman in the black dress. We're going to call it the Hollies, although it really wasn't the Hollies. Alan Clark. He broke from the Hollies and recorded his own single album, and the Hollies gave him a ultimatum. Either you do it by yourself or you do it with us. You can't do both. So he took that song for his solo album and gave it to the Hollies. And so he's the only one on there. The Hollies really are. That's why it sounds, there's no harmonies on that song. Okay. Are you excited that we're now in fall, or are you sad that we left behind summer? According to a poll, summer has the biggest fan base. 33% of people said summer's their favorite season, followed by spring and fall not too far behind. Only 7% of people like winter the best, while 18% said they don't know or they don't care. Oh, you'll care when there's 22 inches of snow outside, I promise. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock, it's our keyword in our multi-state text to win contest. You can win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be in the running for that grand prize, Green Bay, Minnesota club-level tickets. Go see them up in Green Bay. It should be a lot of fun. I'll have the keyword for you. Download the Civic Media app. Click on WRJN on the list of Civic Media stations. And then at the bottom there, you'll see a little text space. I'll give you that keyword a little after 7 o'clock. Text it to me, and you're in the running for all those great prizes, okay? Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs near 72 right now. Cloudy and 63 degrees with the American Breed. And Bend Me, Shake Me. Bend Me, Shape Me, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Right now, cloudy, 63 degrees at Radio Park. Well, Sean Matthews and his girlfriend, Kelly Stanley, are from North Carolina, went out to dinner one night, and when they were gone, their house burned down. Now, Sean had an engagement ring inside that house. When it was safe, he went in, searched for it, and found it. Then proposed to Kelly right there in the driveway that same night. She said yes. So even though the house burned down, I guess you could call it a happy ending, right? You could rebuild the house, but now he's got that Kelly for the rest of his life. Maybe it was worth it, huh?
They say that you're a runaround lover, though you say it isn't so. You put me down for another, I'll know, believe me, I'll know. Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes can't help but see if you are true to me. So remember when you tell those little white lies that the night has a thousand eyes. You say that you're at home when you phone me, and how much
keep telling me that you're lonely. I'll know if someone is there, 'cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes can't help but see. If you are true to me, a thousand eyes. One of these days you're gonna be sorry, 'cause your game I'm gonna play. And you find out without really trying, each time that my kiss is free. 'Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes will see me.
That's Bobby V, Night is a Thousand Eyes, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have that keyword for you in our multi-state text-to-win contest. Download the Civic Media app and get ready to send us that keyword, and you'll be in the running for some great prizes. Also, Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is here. We're going to talk about Halloween at the zoo. That's coming up right now. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump says the FDA will notify physicians to advise pregnant women not to take acetaminophen for pain.
So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
The administration links it to increased risk of autism in children, despite a lack of evidence. Medical groups are pushing back. Board-certified internal medicine physician Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter.
First, I would say to concerned parents or parents-to-be, you are not going to cause your child to have autism by taking Tylenol. You deserve science-based guidance and not fear-mongering.